cried Sherlock Holmes abruptly. "This grows serious," he observed as we drove to Scotland Yard. "These men have got hold of Melas again. He's a man of no physical courage, as they are well aware from their experience the other night. This villain was able to terrorize him the instant that he got into his presence. No doubt they want his professional services, but having used him, they may be inclined to punish him for what they will regard as his treachery." Our hope was, by taking train, we might get to Beckenham as soon as, or sooner than, the carriage. On reaching Scotland Yard, however, it was more than an hour before we could get Inspector Gregson and comply with the legal formalities which would enable us to enter the house. It was 9:45 before we reached London Bridge, and 5:30 before the four of us alighted on the Beckenham platform. A drive of 1/2 mile brought us to the Myrtles, a large, dark house standing back from the road in its own grounds. Here we dismissed our cab and made our way up the drive together.
"The windows are all dark," remarked the inspector. "The house seems deserted."
"Our birds are flown, and the nest empty," said Holmes.
"Why do you say so?"
"A carriage, heavily loaded with luggage, has passed out during the last hour."
The inspector laughed.
"I saw the wheel tracks in the light of the gate lamp, but where does the luggage come in?"
"You may have observed the same wheel tracks going the other way, but the outbound ones were very much deeper, so much so that we can say for a certainty that there was a very considerable weight on the carriage."